Our memory verse this morning comes from the book of Joshua, chapter 8, verse 1. Joshua went into the promised land, and he went in just kind of sailing, humble, but God kept saying to him, be of good courage, be of good courage, be of good courage. God would repeat this to him and say it over and over again. Joshua wasn't a proud, pompous man. He was really humble before the Lord, and he was a precious servant to Moses. And that's exactly what he was. He served under Moses, and he served Moses. And that's why he was chosen then to become the leader. So they had some victories in the promised land, and all of a sudden, then he was very much in touch with the Lord. He kept talking to the Lord, and you read it in the scriptures, and God prepares him and tells him what to do. Then they got to Ai, and boom, they're going to take Ai, just like that. So they go in and they were defeated horribly. It was a terrible defeat. And one of the reasons they were defeated and why it didn't work was he was not in communication with the Lord, the real commander of hosts, about that battle. And so we see the defeat. And so the Lord says unto Joshua in verses 8:1, he says, fear thou not, neither be dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee. Arise and go up to Ai. See, I have given thy hand and the king of Ai and his people and his city and his land. So when he was in touch with the Lord was saying to him, he was saying, don't fear. Don't be afraid. Don't be terrified. It's not just a dreadful thing. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. He says, don't be shattered. Wow, shattered dreams, Marilyn, from Thursday night, our Bible study. I thought how precious God is teaching us all along the way. Marilyn had a precious word for us at Thursday night grace gathering, and she talked about shattered dreams. So what he's saying is don't be shattered. You were defeated. You were defeated, but it's okay. You're going to go on. It means to be broken or scared or to be terrified. So he says, arise, and we think of arise. Somebody do an arise for me. Maggie, do an arise. That's what we think of as arise. That isn't what this Hebrew word means. This is the joy of going into the Hebrew words. It means to become powerful. There's more action than just standing. It means to be established and to arise in a hostile sense. In this instance. So he's saying, don't be afraid, rise up with strength, you are going to win this victory. So I think as we listen to the Lord in our own lives, and we listen and obey him, and then all of a sudden we start doing our own thing. We don't even realize sometimes we veered off the path. We start doing our own thing, and are we humbled then? How many have been humbled? Even recently, you did your own thing, oops. And then we start listening to the Lord again. And the minute we turn to him, I think he comes to us in the same way. He came to Joshua here. And that was to say, hey, I'm with you. We're in communication again. I'll give you the direction. I want you to stand and arise and be powerful in walking this Christian walk. Let's stand and let's say it together. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not. Neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise. Go up to Ai. See, I have given unto thy hand the king of Ai, and his people, and his city, and his land. Amen.